So I suppose the big question on everybody's lips at the moment is, can Vale stay up?
I was thinking they could until the last couple of weeks, but now I'm not so sure. I don't think we've got the quality. And last night's results really put us in the mire.
Well, that's right, because just about every result went the opposite way to what you would have wanted. And now, all of a sudden, although there's games in hand, you find, you know, 5-6 points adrift of everybody.
That's the problem, yes. I mean, games in hand are always a bit risky, aren't they? But the only thing you can say is at least we've got to play Chesterfield and Coventry. And we've certainly got to beat those two.
Certainly. But you look at teams like Swindon seem to be putting a bit of a run together. But last night, would you say there's a case of when you're at the bottom, nothing goes for you, because Rochdale would have been without suspended players and injured players?
Yes, they were missing two players who were sent off at the weekend. That's right, yes, things do go against you. Like Alex Jones on Saturday. He scored the first goal. He scored for Bradford.
You could almost see that scripted. What do you think has put Port Vale in this situation?
Well, it's all on one person's head, the chairman.
You think it's there?
Yes, definitely, 100%.
In what way? I mean, obviously, I've sort of, you know, I don't think I'd disagree with you on it. Do you think this sort of the shenanigans in the summer, the losing a manager, wholesale changes, you think that's contributed a lot?
Oh, definitely, yes. I mean, it was a ridiculous appointment. I mean, most fans knew at the time it wasn't going to work. You know, an unproven manager and players from such a low level abroad.
Do you think he should have appointed a different manager rather than Michael Brown?
Possibly, yes, one with a bit more experience. But the squad is so lacking in quality, it's League Two standard now.
We're light of a central defender. You know, and two crosses, missed headers, or not jumping, cost us again.
That's right, they did. I mean, it's been happening too much now. I mean, one win in 15, you can't disguise that, really.
And then when you're looking to get probably another 5 or 6 wins in 15 to stay in the league, that's worries
well,
me.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick the teams we might beat, the Chesterfield, Coventry. You need to beat probably Wimbledon and Shrewsbury and teams like
Swindon.
That. Yeah. But it means pretty well, when you look at the teams we're not likely to get anything from, you've got to win every crucial game, which is a big ask. If the worst were to happen, some people say, well, it wouldn't be the worst because it might be a good thing to go down a league. Do you believe that?
No, I don't think it's ever good to go down a league. No. I know you can regroup, but...
What do you think the impact of relegation would be on Vale?
Well, season tickets would be very low, probably less than 2,000. You get virtually no away fans in League Two.
Do you think we'd have an exodus of players such as Nathan Smith and people like that?
I would think that's quite likely, yes. Smith, Street, Foley, anybody who's any good, and the lone players will go. And I dread to think what sort of side we'd have come next August.